Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Shocking discovery about our water supply. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, water supply is not generally a topic that we discuss here at Liberty Counsel. However, when you're dealing with the abortion pills and that poisoning our water supply, that is a point of interest.
It is a shocking revelation that we have discovered. Many of you probably haven't thought about this, but our water supply and long-lasting metabolites from drugs that enter the water supply. Our water treatment systems generally are not able to filter out these long-lasting metabolites. So in certain cases, these different kinds of drugs that we use, they can enter into the water supply through the drainage system, through toilets and other kinds of ways. And they have long-lasting metabolites that do not dissolve. They continue to be in existence for a long time. So just because they have passed through your body doesn't mean that the metabolites are dissolved. They are not. There are many of them that retain their dynamic construction, and they enter into the water supplies. And the water supplies, they have filtering processes, but they're not equipped to filter out some of these long-lasting metabolites. So we've known this for some time. It may be a shock to you that we have known this for some time, but there's been a number of studies with regards to, say, for example, antibiotics. Just take that as an example. Antibiotics, or certain antibiotics, can pass into the water supply via the toilet, for example, through your waste, and go into the water treatment plants. And some of those long-lasting metabolites from antibiotics can enter into waters, streams, rivers. Mm. And we've seen that because there's been ecological studies of fish and water ways that have some of these drugs or antibiotics that are in them. And the only way that they get there is because of the wastewater system.
I wonder, is there a way to test this to be able to tell what drugs are in the water system?
Yes, there is a way to test it, and there has been testing, and the U.S. Geological Society has done testing for a number of years. There's a number of reports for a period of time, lots of different testing. In fact, if you go search it, you'll be surprised how much information is out there about these long-lasting metabolites that enter the water system. Now, the real question is how many of these metabolites come back into the drinking water? I won't resolve that question today, but let's, with that background, move to the more critical issue. When the FDA, in the twilight years of the Clinton administration, approved the mifepristone, sometimes referred to as RU486, the abortion pill, when they approved that drug, they did it in the very last weeks of Bill Clinton's presidency. He wanted to get this abortion pill drug approved. The FDA fast-tracked it, and in 2000, the abortion drug was approved. Now, one of the things they did not do is they didn't do a long study or a wide study on the dangers of the abortion drug. Their studies were very limited. Now, we've seen massive studies that show that it's 22 times more dangerous than originally thought, and those are recent studies. Well, the FDA wanted to just pass it through quickly under the Clinton administration. Here's another thing that they did not do. They did not coordinate with EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, and they did not do water studies, and they did not anticipate the volume of how much this drug was going to enter into the water supply system. You know, with a typical abortion, a surgical abortion, the baby is supposed to be disposed of. I hate to use this term, but like medical waste, you know, like you have medical waste in hospitals, human tissue, it has to go through some particular disposal process. But when you have this abortion drug, And these abortions from the chemical pill are primarily being done at home, primarily when the woman goes to the restroom and expels this baby. That woman is expelling both the abortion drug, which is a progesterone blocker, blocks the production of progesterone to the baby, and that's what kills the baby. It goes into the wastewater. What else goes into the wastewater? Well, one of the things they didn't anticipate or even think about is, one, the long-lasting metabolites from mifepristone, and two, they never even contemplated, or they didn't want to contemplate, the human remains from the baby.
And don't forget now, at least, but I think a lot more than 63% of abortions now are with these chemical abortions, the abortion pills, and that is increasing as more and more since now the abortion issue has been turned over to the states, and you're seeing these people selling these abortion pills and also mailing them into pro-life states.
Yeah.
So and the problem is not going away.
No, it's increasing. So the number of abortions are much more increased than they were in 2020 with the abortion pill.
Right.
Now we know that they did not consider the abortion drug going into the wastewater system. We know that mifepristone and other abortion drugs, but mifepristone is the progesterone blocker, has long-lasting metabolites. They don't dissolve quickly, so they remain. We know that wastewater treatment plants are not generally capable of filtering out those drugs. We also know that they didn't take into consideration human remains, and we've never had human remains being placed into the wastewater system.
Hmm.
So the implications of human remains, decomposing flesh, bones, tissues, decomposing bodies in the wastewater system can be very dangerous. And now we have these abortions taking place, and what's happening is the babies are being flushed literally down the toilet into the wastewater system. It's a gross thing to think about, but this is what's actually happening.
And you would hope that our water system would be able to properly filter that, but this doesn't seem to be the case.
Well, here's an extreme situation. In California, wastewater treatment workers discovered the body of a 20-week-old aborted baby caught in the wastewater system. The baby was 10 inches long with arms, legs, and face. Human fetal remains do not break down like human waste. They only contain dense tissue, they contain bone, they contain cartilage, all of which resists the decomposition process that wastewater systems use. And when these remains are flushed after a chemical abortion, they often become lodged in toilets, pipes, and sewage infrastructure. Now, this was a 20-week-old baby.
That's a large baby.
We have seen reports of late second trimester, even early third trimester, babies aborted using the abortion drug. Usually you think it's just early in their abortion. It's not.
That's like a five. That's a large baby.
That's a large baby. Well, we've seen cities and counties across the country struggling with aging and underdeveloped and overburdened water systems, now with millions of chemical abortions happening at home and fetal remains being flushed into the sewer system. The risk of these clogs, backdrops, toxic overflows, even into homes, is rising. So this is an issue that the FDA, the Congress, and the EPA need to consider quickly and act on it. This abortion drug should be banned. It should be banned for a number of reasons. Obviously, it's 22 times more deadly than what was previously reported. But here's the problem. Beyond the abortion drug and it killing babies and injuring women, sometimes even killing women, for you and I that are pro-life, or anybody, it's affecting the entire population. Because human remains, and this is not an exaggeration, what we know are these facts. Mifepristone is entering the water supply. Human remains are entering the water supply. That is not debatable. The only question is how much of, if any, comes back into the drinking water. If any of that comes back into the drinking water, and this is the research that we are pursuing right now, then that progesterone blocking chemical is entering your body, whether you know it or not. That can cause miscarriages because that's what it does to women who take the abortion pill.
Or infertility. Yeah.
And then what's the consequences of the human remains in the water supply? This is a horrible situation. It's the consequences of this horrible death culture of abortion. Go to Liberty Counsel Action's webpage, lcaction.org. We have a landing page there to demand Congress, the EPA, and the FDA to do immediate investigations and to stop this national health crisis.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.